Good evening. This is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Wednesday, 14th April 2021. Top stories for today. One of the primary reasons why the COVID-19 vaccine supply in Malaysia remains low is due to the wealthier nations cornering the market. According to Science, Technology and Innovation Minister Khairi Jamaluddin, some rich countries have bought enough vaccines for their citizens for about 3 to 5 times over, and that Malaysia is among other middle-income countries experiencing the same predicament. Health Minister Dato Sri Dr. Adam Baba says more than 417,000 individuals have received both doses of their vaccine shots under the first phase of the National COVID-19 Immunisation Programme as of yesterday. The second phase, to be implemented from April to August this year, will involve 9.4 million senior citizens aged 65 and above, as well as vulnerable groups with morbidity problems, in addition to persons with disabilities. Johor Police Chief Dato Ayub Khan Maidin Pichai said police are not ruling out the possibility of more arrests involving its personnel who are believed to be in collusion with criminal groups led by fugitive businessman Dato Sri Nikki Liao Soon Hee. He said the possibility was based on follow-up probes based on earlier interrogations and forensic reports by investigators. On the international front, India's new coronavirus infections hit a record today as crowds of pilgrims gathered for a religious festival despite oxygen shortages and strict curbs in other areas. India reported more than 184,000 cases in the last 24 hours, taking total infections to 13.9 million. Deaths rose by 1,027 to a toll of more than 172,000. President Joe Biden plans to announce at the White House that all U.S. troops in Afghanistan will be withdrawn no later than September 11. The country aims to close the book on America's longest war after 2 decades of fighting. Opponents of military rule in Myanmar splashed the color red today, the second day of traditional New Year holiday, in the latest phase of their campaign to restore democracy. Activists called for what they dubbed a bloody paint strike, and people responded with red smeared on roads, on signs outside government offices, and on T-shirts. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.